Today is October 24th, 2017. My name is Marky Collins, and I am interviewing Faye Webb at her home for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power of value of asking a well-crafted question, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focusing on the theme of legacy questions. Faye, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. What would you say you were put on this earth to do?
I think I was put on this earth to do all I can do for my fellow man and follow the path that God would want me to.
Okay. What are some values you have? Do you stick to them all the time?
Well, I have very conservative values, and I try my best to stick to them all the time. But being human, that may not always happen. But I do strive to do that.
What are some specific values you have?
I find values in my family and my church and doing the right thing as I know it to be.
Have your values changed over the years?
Yes.
What would you say some of your values were when you were younger?
When I was younger, I didn't think as deep about how I affected other people. And I didn't think as much about the consequences that would cause other people to think less of me.
Yeah. What do you feel gave you a legacy at a younger age and now, and why?
I really owe a lot to my mother. Her values were very high, and she taught me to have high values. And though I might have disappointed her some, I've tried to live later on the way she would want me to.
What were her values?
She was a dedicated Christian, dedicated to her family, and put them first at all times, and loved her family dearly, and her family loved her. So that was showing love in the highest regard.
Did she ever get, what was like an instance that she got mad at you for not doing what she believed in? Like a story.
No, I don't remember that. I remember she was a little lady, but she was a very disciplined Narian.
What does success look like to you?
Success to me is doing what you think God wants you to do with your life and not having it focused on what people think, but more what God wants you to do and following Him in your life.
Did you ever not feel successful at any point?
Yes, as a young person, yeah.
What are some things that you are the most proud of and why?
I'm most proud of one thing that my family seems to really care about me, and I think I've instilled that in them, and to make them aware that that you're to value other people and not put yourself above everyone else. So.
Okay. What is one thing or two things you would like for me to tell my grandchild about you? How would you want me to portray you to them?
Well, I'd like to be portrayed as a very loving grandmother. A grandmother that my grandchildren can come to me with anything, because I really feel that way. And I hope I have instilled that in them, that I'm here for them.
What is one story about you that you think is legendary? Did you ever do anything great as a child that you feel like you felt really good after doing?
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the biggest accomplishments is my family, and that I really feel that God gives you the family and that you should cherish them and make them feel that they're cherished. And love your family and friends also, and make them aware of it.
Yeah. Was there ever like a day that you had, or like that you were just with your family and just something major happened and you just felt awesome for being around them? Like they really lifted up your spirits?
Well, this past weekend, I was, had gone to my daughter's for her 60th birthday out of town, and we were honored to have 19 of us there, and the only two left out was my son and daughter-in-law that could not make it, and I felt really good about that, that
everyone was there and they could all just be together, even though we don't live together. If you were to die tonight, what would you want to leave this world with?
I don't quite understand what I would...
What would you want people to remember you by?
Oh, okay. I would like for him to think I was kind and fun and that I had left a real Christian witness, and that my whole family and friends thought they had had a little better life having known me.
Yeah.
That's
a good answer. If there is anything that you would go back in life and change, what would it be and why or why not?
Well, the thing I could think of the most that I didn't become a Christian as early as I would have liked to. And because I see how much the better life is.
Yeah.
Once I, you know, became the Christian.
Our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your life?
Before there was very many cell phones, I was traveling with my sister and my grandson, and my car broke down, and I could have been very panicky, but this nice gentleman offered to let me use his cell phone. That was the first time I'd ever used one. And I could call my husband and he could come to my rescue. And from then on, I knew that I needed a cell phone for that type of situation.
So you had a critical think that you would need one in life after that situation. Yeah. Okay. What would you like to add that I haven't asked?
I think you've about covered it. But I'd just like to add that I feel like I've had a wonderful life and a few ups and downs, as is everyone has. But all in all, I couldn't ask for a better life.
Okay. Thank you for talking with me today.
You're very welcome. I probably didn't do you justice.